Blog Talk Radio.
Wolfpack is back, cause of mass destruction. Guess who sees the bad boys arresting? Just in competition, when the war is the mission. Not no mercy, see the rings like the street. If you don't know, you better find out the Wolfpack. Point number one, to believe that you don't want to talk with them or be a part of them. Come in the ring with them, you're never walking out again. Don't turn your back on the wolf pack. 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 You might wind up in a body bag. Your chances, now it's time to show you we're wrong. In the ring, this is poor, all you sucks are strong. Day in, day out, the wolf pack for life. Tell me who has the guts to come in the ring tonight. Don't care about the replicas, we make our own rules. You don't have what it takes to feel they shoes. See, it's just a crowd pleaser, on the ground to leave. You're the punishment for making enemies for these soldiers. Don't turn your back on the wolf pack.
Hey, yo.
Wolfpack in the house. What's going on, people? You tuned in live. Wolfpack TV. He's Lone Wolf. I'm Big Bad Wolf. This is the Wolfpack. Real quick, guys, hit us up on Facebook.com. Also, Twitter.com. Wolfpack_TV. You guys know what it is. Instagram.com. That's coming up soon. Today's Sports Wednesday, guys, and real issues tomorrow. Lone Wolf, what's going on, bro?
What's going on, G? Big Bad Wolf.
Nothing
in
much.
The house. Lone Wolf in the house. Outsiders.
Outsiders for life. What's going on? We got I'm pretty sure you guys are aware of the playoff chart. New England and Denver going head-to-head. Arizona and Carolina, my pick on those two games. Let's start with the New England and the Denver game. Both 12-4. I got Denver in that. Arizona, Carolina, got to go with Carolina because Cam Newton. You already know, guys, as we mentioned earlier in the early shows back in December, I'm all for black quarterbacks. It's not a race thing. It's just that I really support African-American quarterbacks, you know what I'm saying? So with that being said, Lone Wolf, what are your picks for this weekend's playoff championship, AFC and NFC championship?
I'm going to, as far as the Broncos-Patriots go, I'm going to have to disagree with you on that one. I'm going to go on with the Patriots, man. There's no way that you could count out Brady, I just think that, he's trying to prove a point. But I do think it's going to be a very good game because, Peyton Manning, this is your last hoorah, you know what I'm saying? And, really, to be honest, whoever wins this game kind of takes that I'm the best QB of that era. You know what I mean? So Tom Brady has a little bit more time, but just,
yep.
you want to get that done. As far as the Panthers and Cardinals game, I would like to see Chris Johnson get to the Super Bowl. I'm a very big fan of his. I hate that the Titans let him go. Bad move.
Yeah.
Very good running back. Like you said, we stated back in December and have been very adamant about we're big on the African-American quarterbacks. And, especially Cam Newton, man. I like how he presented himself, in the public and as well as on the field. And what he was able to do to Seattle, folks, I mean, you got to give him credit for that. You're not going to find too many quarterbacks that can do that. So, they came out ready to play. And, unfortunately for Seattle, they just didn't – it was too far gone. It was just too far gone at that point. And, these guys, I really would like to see them in the Super Bowl. You know, Cam Newton, Tom Brady, you know, who's the best? You know, who's the best, you know, now, you know, and let's see what happens.
Yeah. That's going to definitely be those are both good games. Like I said, and just going back, you know, with the New England and the Denver game, I'm really sick and tired of seeing Tom Brady. You can't be a champion if you've been linked to cheating over and over and over again. I mean, you know, the league needs to, you know, if there's been any kind of caught cheating or something like that, or, you know, y'all video camera and practices or deflate, take them motherfucking rings from them. Because you don't hear these other teams doing that crash dummy shit. Just saying. That's just my opinion. So with that being said, we're going to get into my favorite topic to talk about, which is that NBA basketball. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say something on that. You know, the problem with that whole situation, and the media is not going to talk about it, but I'm going to say something, is that, you know, these sanctions and these allegations against the Patriots and you know, Tom Brady, you know, they're not really, you know, they're basically in cahoots with it, man. You know, like, yeah. You know, who's getting paid all this money when you know, Tom Brady's the poster boy, you know, and, you know, as well as, you know, like the Patriots are winning the Super Bowl. You know, they become America's new favorite team, you know, the Patriots, you know what I mean? You know, I mean, you got to look at all that, you know what I mean? You know, and it's almost to a certain extent orchestrated, you know, so. But it is a game at the same time, and I just think that, you know, on the flip side to it, is Tom Brady talented? Yes, he's very talented. He's a very good quarterback, you know. But, you know, if you're going to charge him for cheating, you know, it's almost as you have to charge the NFL as well, you know.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. You know what I'm saying? I mean, everybody should be able to handle it. And, you know, let's talk about this too, because we talked about this back in October – and November, when it was the middle of the season of NFL, and, you know, unnecessary roughness, or, you know what I'm saying, roughing the quarterback, Tom Brady would definitely get that call every time, even if it was just a baby hit on him. If any other QB, let's just say Cam Newton or fucking, you know what I'm saying, Tyrod Taylor, Michael Vick, he gets hit, no flag. And those be some rough-ass motherfucking hits, just saying. So, you know, it really is NFL's team. You know, it's the, you know what I'm saying, the front page, Patriots on the front page, man, has been, you know, society's team. You know, it's okay to be a cheater and this and that and this and that. So, you know, I don't really, and to all you Patriots fans that's out there, you know, you've been a Patriots fan for, you know, even before Brady, you know, shout out to you guys. But y'all know what time it is. Y'all feel, you know, if y'all feel some type of way, hey, our number is 713-955-0733. You know, call in. If y'all feel a certain way about what we're saying and y'all listening, or if y'all going to likes and y'all hearing this, hey, please feel free to call in. Let us know how you feel. You know, the outside is, we don't give a damn. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, with that being said, but moving on, NBA, let's talk about this NBA. CAF, I want to ask you a question. This is about the Cleveland. The first question is this. Will Golden State win the championship this year? The way they're playing.
Me personally, I say no. I think that they're going to get close, but I'm still going to go with San Antonio. That's just me. I'm going with San Antonio.
Yeah.
I'm rocking with the Spurs. I think you got it at the end of the day. You know, the Spurs, they're always known for taking a year or two off, and then they come back, and you got to deal with them. You know what I mean? So I think this is that year. I think the Rockets are going to, you know, if they can get in there and get their mind right, you know, they're going to definitely give them some problems. You got a lot of teams, you know, if you have a healthy Kevin Durant, that changes the whole dynamic of the playoffs as well. So, you know, it's going to be real interesting. And I think LeBron James wants revenge at the end of the day, man. He feels humiliated and embarrassed by that loss to them. And, you know, he wants payback.
Yeah, he does. And which leads me to my next question. Do you think that Kevin Love was overpaid when he signed that 5-year, $113 million deal after what they displayed on against the Golden State Warriors when they got blown out by 30?
Yeah, it's funny you bring it up because I was thinking about what if these guys had Andre Wiggins, you know, who they traded, and would have kept Tristan Thompson in the starting lineup, how nasty that would be right now against these guys. You know, you're talking about two guys that are young and can move and run that floor. And, you know, to me, Andrew Wiggins, you know, he might be, you know, he has the potential to be very good, very good. You know, so I just was thinking about that. And so, and with, you know, to go with your question about Kevin Love, no, I don't think it was worth it. You know, you should have stuck. You don't need a third superstar. You really had the rookie that you could have molded, you know, and a lot of people are going to say, well, him and LeBron play the same position. But, I mean, you can move LeBron anywhere, you know what I'm saying? You know, and really, if you were ever going to have LeBron at a point guard position, now would be the time to do it. And not only that, like, you can do it because you have, Andrew Wiggins, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, playing,
yeah.
You know, at the wing. So I don't know what they were thinking over there, man, you know, and I think that was the big difference between last year, you know, them winning the championship last year. A lot of people said that they would have had a healthy Kevin Love, they would have won. I mean, me personally, I don't understand why you traded Andrew Wiggins in the first place.
Yeah. So do you think you know, the media is making them two guys go at each other? LeBron James and Kevin Love. I don't know if you've seen I guess it was like last week or the week before last, they took a group picture. Him, J.R. Smith, one of their homeboys, and Amani Shepherd was in the picture. But Kevin Love was not in the picture. He actually photoshopped himself inside the picture. And with the demonstration, they turned – I think that – and I agree with what Charles Barkley was saying on MLK Day on Monday. They turned Kevin Love into a spot-up shooter when he posts up down low, you know what I'm saying, instead of having him play down low, which I don't – I never did get that. I mean, in Minnesota, he was averaging 20 and 15 easy. If not 30 and 15 easy. Now it's
but
just,
but
you know, and against the Warriors, it's like 6.6 rebounds.
And that goes back to everything that I said. It doesn't make any sense to me because why would you try to make a spot up shooter? We know he can shoot the 20 footer, but he plays a down low game. That's what he did at UCLA. So why would you try to do that? That doesn't make any sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're just abusing the fact that he can shoot the 20 footer. And then why would you trade for somebody that basically you have the probably the top player in the top five, a player that drives to the hole more than anybody else, but a player that plays it's not. I mean, you know, I guess you're trying to have something similar to the James Harden and Dwight Howard, but that really hasn't produced much at this point. You know what I'm saying? And like, you know, I think that it was a bad move. You keep an Andrew Wiggins, you have a Tristan Thompson. You know, who's basically going to be down low just to get rebounds. You know, he may be open for the jump shot. He may not be able to shoot a 20-footer or whatever. But at the end of the day, you know, his focus is not to get the shot. You have your shooter in Kyrie Irving, J.R. Smith, and LeBron James. Kevin Love, how could you expect to have the same, you know, the same number?
Right.
You know, this isn't Miami. You know what I mean? You know,
right.
This is not Miami.
Right.
And I do think that Kevin Love, you know, like you know, he kind of put himself in an interesting space there. But whatever they're going to do, they got to get it together. I mean, they have a very talented team. You know, they just got to get over whatever's going on and get focused.
Yeah, I agree. They need to get focused. You know, with James Harden. And to go to the Houston organization, Dwight Howard just got hurt. For the Rockets, my question with that whole situation is, you know, they went to go get Ty Lawson, and you know what I'm saying, James Harden still brings up the ball.
It goes back to what I said originally. Nobody wants to listen to CAF. We're going to do a new show called Nobody Wants to Listen to CAF, because I told Rockets fans, and I said this back before it happened, that you should have went after Rajon Rondo when you had the chance, and you had the chance to get him, and you didn't do it, and you could have signed him to a long-term deal, and he was exactly what you needed. You need rebounds, and you need a facilitator on the floor, and you still haven't got it. And you went for a cheap substitute in Tyler Austin, and, you know, it's James Harden cannot be the main scorer and then the orchestrator of the offense. It will never work. It's too much work for him to do. You know what I mean? So, you know, you go get Rondo, who's going to pass the ball. You know, he was the available free agent, but no. What did Houston Rockets do? They decided to go after LeBron James and Carmelo Anthony and fantasize and make the city fantasize.
Yeah. Dumb move. Rondo was a free agent at that time, but I guess they felt like, you know, his attitude was bad. Take the attitude, you know, what most of these guys in the league have attitude problems. You know, if they get ticked out the wrong way, you know what I'm saying? Whatever's going on in their personal life, they're going to have, I mean, it's just human nature, guys. Period. I mean, that shouldn't judge the way that he could play ball. You know what I'm saying? This guy is, he leads the league in assists, by the way. You know, I've been getting all you guys that's been texting me about Rondo, you know, got 10 points, 11 rebounds, 15 assists. Hey, he does what a point guard is supposed to do. I wouldn't want somebody jacking up a whole bunch of fucking threes and just, you know, just doing a whole bunch of unnecessary shit. James Harden, every time we're running down the court, he's shooting every fucking shot. I don't want to play no more. Now I have an attitude problem because you're doing too much. You know what I'm saying? So, I wanted to talk about the L.A. organization real quick. L.A. Lakers, there's been rumors that DeMar DeRozan is giving him a max contract. Lone Wolf, do you see him going to the L.A. Lakers for the next and being that franchise tag? Hello?
Okay, so it looks like we got disconnected here. But I'm back on now. So, yeah, let me see. We're just waiting for Big Bad Wolf. We're having some technical difficulties. I'm not sure what's going on here. Looks like we got banned for speaking too much truth. Like, Trader Truth,
look,
we got banned for speaking too much truth. So they're trying to find
us. Yeah, we got banned. They messing with us, man. They messing with us bad. But like I was saying, there's been rumors about DeMar DeRozan getting signed for the max contract. Lone Wolf, your thoughts on DeMar DeRozan being the new franchise tag for LA after Kobe retires after this year? Is DeMar DeRozan the franchise tag? Do you trust him to lead the LA organization, DeMar DeRozan?
I think he's a good fit. He went to USC. He's a good player. I think he's a great start moving forward. You know, you got to kind of go with what works best. And he'll be a good fit that team. Good fit for that team with D'Angelo Russell and Julius Randle. I think it's a solid move. You got to. It's hard to move on from a player like Kobe. You know, it's hard to replace that, but. You know, he's a hometown kid, so I think it helps. You know, I think they really want to wrestle, but it's looking more and more like Russell and KD are going to stick together and really try to get one together.
Yeah. So, do you see Russell Westbrook staying in Oklahoma City after this year if they don't get far? I mean, Oklahoma City's blueprint, they got to play defense, man. They have got to play defense. I mean, trying to outscore your opponent is not going to work.
Yeah, I just really feel like when it comes to playoff time, you know, they're going to give teams run for their money. If you have a healthy Kevin Durant and a healthy Russell Westbrook. And that's the big thing there for the Thunder. So that's going to be the huge determinant factor with their style of play. But I do feel like if you have a healthy KD, you have a healthy Russell Westbrook, look out. You know, these guys are hungry, and they're upset, and they got a point to prove, you know. But at the end of the day, you got to get through, you know, the grandfather, you know what I'm saying, the OGs on the block, which is the San Antonio Spurs, you know what I'm saying, who have reloaded with, you know, LaMarcus Aldridge, you know, who to me is the best power forward in the game. And, you know, I don't know how you stop that.
Yeah.
Especially when you
know
how to
win in the
playoffs.
It's going to be very hard to stop.
Yeah.
One last point before we get out of here. I just want to talk about the Golden State thrashing the shit. Not only did they thrash the Cleveland Cavaliers, on Martin Luther King, they also thrashed the Chicago Bulls in Chicago, 125-94. And I see some trades happening, guys. I see them guys moving on from Derrick Rose because they already found that Jimmy Butler is the main man. Them guys. I mean, you know, I was watching highlights from that game, and you know, they did the ball was out of bounds or whatever. They scored. Chicago scores. They get back on defense. Tell me why they throw a pass to Harrison Barnes. All the five people are at the end of the court. Harrison Barnes, you know, he takes one dribble, shoots the ball, and makes it. So it's just poor defense execution. That's gonna really hurt them guys. And that just goes to show you, when you play small ball and run, I mean, you're going to kill the league every time, guys. And, you know, I've been talking about this since the 90s about running speed. And, you know what I'm saying, everybody move the ball around. You can kill. You make games a whole lot easier when you do that. And I think, you know.
He's telling the truth.
So, you know, I see that Chicago Bulls, you know, the organization moving on from Derrick Rose. I really do. You know, we'll see. You know, I don't know if we talked about this last week, Wolf Nation, but also Rudy Gay for Ryan Anderson has been rumored big time. They've been talking about trading Rudy Gay for the past 2 years. Hopefully that does not happen. Hopefully he sticks around for at least just this 1 year. And I'm be very surprised what's gonna happen to my boy Rajon Rondo. See who signs him. You know, L.A. Lakers. You just never know. Don't know. They look like they said what they people over
the Rockets,
there. But we will definitely see.
The Rockets have their second chance, and they need to go get them. You need a point guard terribly.
Yeah, they
need
a point guard. Yeah.
Somebody that can rebound. And if you can get both and one, you couldn't ask for nothing else. And then it's not going to take anything away from James Harden. The only thing you guys have to do is put away your egos and try to make it work. And, you know, I don't know if that can happen, but, you know, you're talking about, you know, basketball-wise, an excellent fit, you know.
The only thing I want to say about James Harden is he doesn't play defense. I mean, you know, when he plays shooting guard in the league,
Rondo has a bad time playing D. And that's why Rondo would help, because Rondo's going to get on his ass. And, you know, Rondo is about defense. He's about their life, man. You know, so,
yeah.
You know, that's what the Rockets are missing, man. You know, you need that intensity. It's obviously not Dwight Howard, obviously. And, you know, James Harden, he has it, but it's almost like a selfish intensity, you know what I mean? And you need that player that's going to get, you know, fuck what you're talking about. Everybody's going to get, you know, you're going to feel what I'm saying, you know what I mean? So, you know, you got to have that guy, and Rondo will be that guy for them.
Yeah. So, you know, it's going to be, you know, For the NBA guys, you know, trade deadlines is happening. That usually takes place after the All-Star game. Y'all know what it is. Y'all listen. If y'all watch NBA, y'all know what it is, because, you know what I'm saying, we're not going to sit here and explain it to you. I'm not going to sit here and explain it to you. Y'all know the blueprint on the other NBA. Y'all know what's going to happen. Just saying, there's some rumors out there. There's also been a rumor about going back to the Chicago organization situation. They're trying to trade Joakim Noah. He's unhappy in the system that's going on over there, so we'll see. Also, Tom Thibodeau is there's been talks about him being the new head coach for the Brooklyn Nets, so we'll definitely see how that works. So the Cleveland Cavaliers just blew out the Brooklyn Nets. Also, UT, congratulations to them. They actually end up beating – they won their game tonight. I'm not exactly sure who they played. But I know they won, and they was actually playing away. So all you UT fans, hook 'em horns to you guys. I'm not supposed to say that since I'm Texas A&M fan, but I don't give a damn. So I do what I want. So all the NFL jobs, coaches have been filled. Last question, Long Wolf, will Chip Kelly be able to change the San Francisco 49ers?
I don't know what's going to happen over there, but to be honest, you know, he's got a good quarterback in Colin Kaepernick. So I think he can make something happen. But, you know, I like what I'm seeing from the NFC right now. You know, Teddy Bridgewater looks good. You still got, you know, you got Russ over there in Seattle. You know, Cam Newton, man, you know, what a year he's had. And, you know,
right.
You still have the guys, Aaron Rodgers. And, you know, Matt Ryan, if Atlanta can ever get their stuff together. So, yeah, you know, it's a lot of good guys. Kirk Cousins, you know, got the Redskins, you know. Robert Griffin's going to end up somewhere. You know, it's just a lot of good quarterbacks and a lot of good things happening in the NFC right now. But they'll definitely have their work cut out for them.
Yeah. Well, folks, I believe that do it. Check us out tomorrow. 10 o'clock, same time. You know what I'm saying? Wolfpack, you know what it is. Outsider for Life, you know what it is. Don't forget to, you know, leave a comment on our Wolfpack TV page. Also follow us on Facebook.com, Wolfpack TV, Twitter.com, Wolfpack_TV, SoundCloud, hit us up on that. And also follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Lone Wolf, take us out, man. I believe that's it.
As they say,
NWO. We out. See y'all tomorrow.
Wolfpack is back, cause a mass destruction. Guess who sees the bad boys arresting? Test in competition, win the war, that's their mission. Not no mercy, see the rings like the street. If you don't know, you better find out the Wolfpack. It'll prove a point, number one, to believe that you don't want to touch with them. Or be a part of them, coming to ring with them, you're never walking out again. Don't turn your back on the Wolfpack. Don't turn your back on the Wolfpack. Wind up in a body bag. You took your chances. Now it's time to show you we're wrong. In the ring, this is poor. All you sucks are strong. Day in, day out, the Wolfpack for life. Tell me who has the guts to come in the ring tonight. Don't care about the replicas, we make our own rules. You don't have what it takes to fill their shoes. See, it's just a crowd pleaser. On the ground to leave, you're the punishment for making enemies for these soldiers. Don't turn your back on the Wolfpack.